Today's episode is entitled, We Are Told by the Apostle Paul. So let's discover what he tells us. Ephesians 4:15 says, Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is, Christ. From Him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work. So will a husband and wife support one another and do their part in the relationship. And God places special people in our lives to do so. I am super blessed to have married my best friend, M.T. Clark, on January 1st, 2022. So I want to tell you all how much I love, respect, and appreciate him. I'm beyond ecstatic that God has brought him to me. And there's no sin in bragging about your spouse, right? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. So here goes nothing. M.T., you are a strong and courageous man of God. I'm honored to have you to be my spiritual leader in this thing called life. I'm beyond blessed to have come to know you, your friends, and family. I look forward to years of love, health, and growth ahead of us. When things seem to be falling down and changing all around me, I have you to help me and be my calm and remind me I am a child of God and loved by Him and you. Thank you for your encouragement and endless love. You have blessed my life in so many ways. From buying a much-needed, and I put in quotes, microwave and dryer for my household, helping me with everyday tasks, to more significant things like loving me, praying for me, holding me, and just being present. I've enjoyed every moment we've spent together and look forward to many more adventures together. Thank you for spending time with me. Your care and attentiveness mean the world to me. Thank you so much for all the little things you do to make my life easier. The fact that you're always willing to share in those tasks is one of the many wonderful things about you that always makes me count myself blessed for having you in my life. I love you, and don't forget that. So, where does that leave the rest of us, you ask? Maybe you are not in the same place as I am right now. It took me many, many, many years to get to where I am, and God had to mold, shape, and bend me to create who I am today in Christ. Remember, God puts people in our lives to show and share God's love. God is always with us, and He loves us unconditionally. He will never leave nor forsake us. So, no matter if you are happily married or seeking after that earthly partner, God is with you. If you are in a not-so-good marriage or relationship, remember, God is with you. If you are single, remember, God is with you. God has a specific plan and purpose for each and every one of us. For some, we are to be married. For others, we are to live the single life. Whatever our purpose here on earth is, we need to remember to always look to our Heavenly Father and request that His will be done with our lives. Whenever we are asking, seeking, and knocking, God will answer. But remember, God will only answer when and how it will fulfill His purpose and plan. So keep asking, seeking, and knocking. God will open and close the doors in your life.